school year starting, another couple of weeks. Hard to believe, but I know that you've been very busy. Everybody's gearing up. It seems a little bit of a calmer start than in past years. The controversy over the Common Core learning standards seems to have calmed down a little bit because there's a moratorium on some of the repercussions from that. So can you get us up to date? What's going on with that right now?
Sure. The moratorium is still in place on evaluating educators and students. But what we see this year happening is now that we have a great Board of Regents and a chancellor moving to make APPR and the whole testing and punishing agenda disappear.
So APPR is the teacher evaluation process and principles, right? For people who don't know.
Right. Yeah. I believe that that now has made people in a frame of mind of expectation that something good is going to happen. Something good will come out of New York State Regents that will address this. There's been so much angst over the past few years.
Well, the heart of the argument against Common Core, from what I understand, was there's too much standardized testing. Teachers had to do a lot of teaching to the test, and then the teachers were evaluated on these tests and not on some other factors. Is that accurate, what you were upset about?
That is accurate, and it has created a system where folks just see themselves as preparing students for tests, not preparing students for life, and I believe that that's what their real goal is. So the test had become all important. It was for their own evaluation. It was for the students and the pressure and the waste of time preparing for tests as opposed to spending time teaching and learning was just something that would not be tolerated.
Now, what about the opt-out movement, the 20% of kids boycotting the tests for the past 2-3 years? Is that still ongoing, and is that something that you think is a good idea?
That is something that is still ongoing, and I believe a lot of parents are waiting to see what New York State, the education officials in this state, what the legislature will do to address their concerns, because it was through their frustration, through the opt-out movement, that we saw a lot of paying attention at the Capitol, at SED. Mm-hmm.
Say the least, it was quite a time. Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia, she's been there 2 years now. Things have been calmer under her. She started out her career as a teacher as well. Do you think that, how would you rate her?
Well, she's listening. She is listening to the concerns of educators and of parents, and I believe she's evaluating where we are as a state. She knows how terrible things were, and I believe she wants to address them.
Yeah, well, you can listen for a while, but eventually you have to act, right?
Correct.
So what are you hoping that she will do going forward?
I believe on things like the testing agenda, which needs to be really addressed now, coming up in this school year, people are waiting. They believe this is the time for the change. So she will need to say, this has been a wrong direction for our state, the test and punish agenda, and we need to have an evaluation system that makes sense, tests that are used to help students, and an APPR system for educators that says we will look at tests, we will see what they can do for students, and we will evaluate each teacher according to what they can do.
So kids need fewer tests, you're saying. What do they need more of?
They need more instructional time, right? Students need more time to explore and to investigate. And I remember having fun in school. I think a lot of parents have said that students just go to school and they're miserable. You know, with the test agenda, when in September they're starting to prepare for a test in April, what does it say to them about education?